Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to another weekend chat. Happy Saturday. I'm back again. This one may be a little shorter because I am currently dealing with 48 hours into a splitting migraine and nothing is helping, but I feel like I'm trying the next thing, which is keeping myself distracted, and that maybe if I don't think about it, it will go away. But I have tried caffeine, I tried Advil, I've been doing my walks, I've been chugging water, and nothing is helping. So if anyone has any tips below in the comments, please leave me a comment that does not involve getting like injections or Botox or anything like that, because I don't want to do that. But any, like, some people have said like peppermint, I don't know. It just is like on this left side of my forehead and I'm like, oh, can you not? But anyway, I wanted to come on here and say hello. I'm back again. Hello to everyone on YouTube. It's good to be back and chatting with you guys. I've got my new little setup here. Today I tried to match my lights to my shirt, you know, give everyone a little bit of a magenta pink summer moment. I don't know, you know, trying to experiment with colors, and I don't know, just like after my weight loss and everything, I was ready to have this summer moment. And now that COVID has kind of canceled everything, I'm still just trying to have fun. And so I bought, you know, new shirts, even though, does that make any sense? Like, I don't know, like I had all these like looks that I was ready to show the girls with my short shorts and show off these legs that I've been power walking and toning up. I don't know. This is our summer, everyone. Hello. Thank you for coming back. Thank you to everyone who watched my last video, the one before that. I have had no hate comments for the first time in a long time, which has been great. And it just feels good. It just feels refreshing for me to just sit on here and talk. And I'm actively working on not trying to be so serious and so perfect, which has been something that I wanted to talk about with you guys today a little bit more about, because as you guys know, I'm like spread all over the place. Like, I have my job, Legends Only. We did even like a little bit of the Britney podcast again. We are also on YouTube, by the way, if you do not know about my podcast, Legends Only, because there's a lot of you here on YouTube who commented, you're like, oh my gosh, you're back. Hi. I have the Legends Only podcast is on YouTube too. So if you search Legends Only podcast, it is available for listening here on YouTube. And we're going to work with the new chapters feature. Have you guys seen that on YouTube? It's called chapters, and it's basically just timestamps, but you can click through on a video. And so something that we're going to try this week is doing sections. Like, we have new music, quarantine, the Britney stuff. What's the other one? High fashion editorial. Anyway, but that's that. That is here on YouTube. And I will link below in the description box if you want to check that out. And that's sort of where I do my music recommendations every single week, which I used to do that on the weekend chat, but that's there now. So if you want to know what I'm bopping to and what I'm thinking about the new Taylor Swift album, all of that will be there. But this is not a promo for my other podcast. Yeah, so I wanted to hop on and just chat with you guys about things that are going on and how I'm feeling this week. And I thought that I could get my weekend chat back to a place of more just personal stuff and less about music and pop culture and reviews and things for now. That's just what I was thinking for today. But I'm here. I am just hanging out. I admit I've got a truly not sponsored, although I wouldn't mind it. It is, you know, midday summer Saturday. And I was just like, oh, you know, wouldn't it be so nice to be on a porch somewhere sipping a Truly? So that's what I'm going to pretend I'm doing. I'm going to pretend that I'm sitting on a porch in my magenta glow, hanging out with you guys. It is a summer afternoon, so grab a spiked seltzer or a coffee or whatever it is, and, you know, just hang out with you guys. That, I feel like I am talking to myself in my own apartment, but I am talking to you as well. So I feel like this is just gonna get me through quarantine and get me through COVID, because I am taking it very seriously and I'm not traveling. And I have had friends be like, come down, come visit. And I'm just like, you guys, like, I can't. Like, I physically, even for me, and you guys know, I'm a very curious person, but what did I do recently that you guys were like, what the hell are you doing? Oh, I went rando nodding in the park, and you guys were like, you're gonna get yourself killed. And I was like, maybe. I'm a very curious person, but like, I don't wanna see the subway. I don't wanna get on a train. I still have not gotten in a car. I really wanted to do a bike ride, because during the week in the park, it's really empty, but I just was like, it's like one touch is all it takes, getting corona. Like, I just can't do it yet. Can't do it. It's too much. So haven't done any of that. And so what I wanted to talk with you guys about today, because next week is going to be wild. And so something that may be part of next week on here, I find out on Monday, which isn't just, what's today, Saturday? So like 48 hours. I find out on Monday morning if I am an Emmy nominee. Me. Like, I find out if me, T. Kyle, is an Emmy nominated human person. Like, whatever. Well, that sounded weird. That sounded really like extra. Essentially, I find out if I have an Emmy nomination, and this would be my first. We worked really, really, really hard on our submission and projects that I pushed for. And even though I've only been at my new job for 7 months, which even that sounds so long, and I can't believe it's been that long. It'll be 7 months next week. I'm just really proud. And even if I don't get nominated, the fact that I had the opportunity to submit and my name is on the submission, and I wrote the essay that was our submission essay, because you have to write an essay. And I could go more into it, like, maybe next week, because I don't want to jinx myself. But like, I'm even getting emotional, like, talking about it right now. Like, ew. Oh my God, ew. Just like the opportunity, and I'm so proud of it, and we worked so hard, and I can't even tell you the amount of hours we spent just on the submission alone and refining it. And I felt like I was in college again. I was like, is this my thesis? So I'm so excited to find that out on Monday. And if I get nominated, you guys, I'm probably going to record the live stream, like me watching the live stream, because if it does happen, I will probably lose it. Like, I can't even imagine like how I will feel having an Emmy nomination under my belt. Anyway, so that's happening on Monday. Reset, you know. God, I can't believe I just got so teary-eyed just even talking about that. I think too, it's just because I work so hard. I feel like I hate even saying that, but like, I'm very passionate about what I do, and I put a lot of time into it, and you guys know. And I'm trying to also just like loosen up at the same time. So I have nothing else really to say about it. The one thing I wanted to talk about today with you guys, and let me just like, what is my, I wrote like notes today on my walk. And I wanted to talk with you guys about the whole quarantine thing. And a lot of people have been asking me like, how are you staying sane? How are you doing? How are you feeling? And I wanted to just share some of my thoughts about that, because there's sort of two things that are kind of happening at the same time. And I feel like both things are very similar. And that's one, my weight loss journey and how I've been feeling about my body, my appearance, my physical appearance, and also how I've been feeling about what I'm doing creatively and creating work and putting out content. And, you know, I rebooted this weekend chat again. I rebooted it for like the fourth time. I feel like this has happened so many times where the flavor. What is this one? Mango. Yeah, essentially all of that, like how I've been feeling. And a lot of you guys have been asking me like, well, do you have any advice or whatever? And I really feel like I am, let me just double check this. I'm speaking of like getting back into this, you know, we got to make sure, because my autofocus lens is busted the house. So just got to make sure. But anyway, so two things. My whole appearance, like weight loss thing, one of the biggest things, like, and I'm still, oh my gosh, I know, I still need to do like a full video about the whole thing. Last week I shared a shirtless picture. I've been sharing shirtless pictures on my Instagram for the first time in my life ever. And really just like learning to embrace my body and what I'm working with and what I'm not working with. Because let me tell you, I have absolutely no ass and no muscles, but like, I'm learning to love myself more. And oddly enough, not that anything about this whole quarantine situation is optimistic in any way, shape, or form. And that is a whole other topic. We could go into that whole, I mean, here's how I feel about that. And this is just short and sweet, I promise. Stream of consciousness is back. I still wake up sometimes and I just think, if everyone had just stayed home for a month, this would have been gone. Like if on a base level, if every person in the United States of America stayed home for 4 weeks and our government paid everyone like whatever number it is, that's a whole, we don't need to get into that because I know that there's like a whole thing about whatever. But like just said, everyone stay home or we're fining you. Stay home for a month. Everyone just stay home. And we'll give you all a check to pay your bills if you can't work. This could have been gone. I mean, look at the other countries. It's just like mind-boggling. So I find myself sometimes waking up and feeling this sense of dread and despair. And I'm trying to get myself to a point where I'm recognizing that there's so much that's out of my control in life. And this goes for work, people's opinions about me. I mean, even just like the whole Britney fan, free Britney situation, anything in life that you cannot control, accepting that you can't control it, and just knowing that you can control how you respond and how you react to it and what you do with it, I feel like is where I'm kind of finding some peace in my life of like, I can't control what's going on around me, but I can wear a mask. I can stay away from people. I can stay home. I can avoid traveling. I can keep 6 feet apart. I can just try and find little things in my day that make me happy. And that is waking up and putting on my shoes and power walking through the park, listening to music, listening to Rain on Me, listening to EDM, doing a little strut through the park and looping around and posting my memes on my Instagram story while I'm walking. Like, little things like that I can control, and I can make a new routine for myself. And I wanted to share that with you guys because it sounds so stupid and it sounds so silly. And even the other day, I was just walking through the park and I was like, despite all the madness that's going on around me, like, this is a beautiful, calm moment. Like, listening to the trees and the birds, and there were blue jays and monarch butterflies, and I was looking at the flowers, and that sounds so, like, Oprah, platitude, whatever you want to call it. But it goes back in line with a lot of what meditation is, where it's about being present in the moment and being present in the environment that you're in and recognizing the things. And like, there's really good walking meditations where it basically just says, listen to the sounds around you. What do you hear? Feel, like, pay attention to how the ground feels underneath your feet. Pay attention to the people. Like, look around you. See who's around you. What are they talking about? What are they wearing? It just really, I don't know, like, through meditation, which I've been doing a lot for the past year, it's really helped me stay present and out of my own head a little bit, and just trying to recognize the little things. And that has oddly been kind of a nice reprieve, is that the right word? Break from the chaos of the world. Like, even just today, there was like this whole swarm of butterflies, and I was walking, listening to Taylor Swift, and I was like, you know what? This is kind of nice. Like, for what it is, like, in this moment right now, like, this moment right now feels kind of nice. And we'll worry about all the other things that we have to worry about later, because there's plenty of stuff to worry about, right? So, I don't know. That was like a rant. I don't even know if that made any sense at all whatsoever. But the other thing is doing this. Free form, free flowing, not planned. I'm not reading off a script, even though I do have this little, like, notebook, but I just wrote out notes from my notes app, which is on my phone. But just coming on here and just chatting is so different for me, because everything else is so not serious, but like kind of serious. Like, work is very high pressure. There's eyes on everything I do, you know, with work. It's like everyone's looking at everything I'm doing. You gotta check your T's and dot your I's and double check everything. And it's nice to have things where it's not so serious. And so it's been nice to just come on here and do it. And at the same time, I also don't think that people need to be creating. There definitely isn't a pressure. And I feel like so many people think that they have to be doing more in quarantine, or they have to be making more, they have to be creating more. You don't at all. It's just what I do to keep myself busy, and it just keeps me occupied and keeps me out of my own head and out of my own thoughts. And on the whole subject of the whole body thing, I wanted to share with you guys my journey through that. And there's sort of, because I've even been trying to figure it out too, like, what is it that made me snap? Like, what caused this renaissance for me personally of like letting go of so much care and insecurity and self-deprecating thoughts that I would have about myself and my body and my physical appearance? Like, you guys know, if you followed me on here for the longest time, I have always been so self-critical. I have never been proud of my body. I have never shown a shirtless photo until recently. And I mean, even like, and I love a good Photoshop. You guys, like, I love a good Photoshop. I've definitely Photoshopped some of my own portraits and stuff, and done things with my hair and because I love photoshopping, like it's such an art for me. So there's one photo that I did of myself that looks like an album cover where like my whole hair is like, I would say 75% fake, but it's just this like really slick. And I just did it because it was fun. But in real life, I've always been so self-critical of myself. I talked about it on here where I wouldn't sit in front of my camera if I didn't have shine and cover up every single zit and acne mark. And I was just so self-critical. And I'm learning to let it all go. And it honestly came from a post by Ashley Graham. Do you guys know Ashley Graham? She is a model. And is she an actress? Ooh, I don't know. I just know her from social media and from being at Watch What Happens Live. And I think she's so attractive. She's stunning, like gorgeous. And she did this Instagram post a few months ago. And I think this is before she got pregnant. And she showed all of her stretch marks. And she's like, this is my body. And it was so, like, such a raw post to just be like, this is me unedited. And I was just like, because in my mind, I'm thinking she is a flawless human being. Like, I, for some reason, like, I'm gay as fuck, but, like, there are certain women that I just think are stunning. Like, Ashley Graham, Naomi Campbell, Gabrielle Union. Who else have I seen that is like stunning? That's like the ones that stand out to me. So for me, in my mind, in my perception, Ashley Graham is like perfect, like flawless. Like she's curvy. She has amazing legs. She has good teeth. Like she's stunning. Her hair, everything. I'm like, she's perfect in my mind, in my view. And she posted this photo and I was like, wow, like, I have stretch marks like that too, all over my stomach and my sides. And like a little bit, like I have some a little bit like over here too, like on my underarms. And I was like, I have that too. And it just, I don't know, something about that post just like changed my whole perception on perception, I guess. Because in my mind, I always felt like, I will never be attractive because I'm scarred, like all over my body. Like I have a surgery scar on my stomach from when I was a baby. I almost died as a baby and they had to perform emergency surgery. And so I have a scar on my stomach that is from literally being a little Bobby and having to get sliced open. And then I have stretch mark scars from when I gained a ton of weight in high school. I just sort of like blew up and my whole stomach just like, you know, because that's what happens when you, it's why, you know, women who have babies and get pregnant, like that's why they have stretch marks, because your skin, it can't keep up with like how fast it's like blowing up. So I have those all over my stomach. And as a gay man, and you know, all we see, well, it's gotten a lot better, but for gay men, it's like all you see is ripped, white, perfect bodies and like muscular, whatever. It's like such a thing. And I was like, okay, well, I'm never gonna be attractive because I don't look like that. Like, even if I were to get abs, I would still have scars and it's gonna be unattractive, right? So I believed that for so long and just something changed in me where I was like, I have stretch marks all over my body. So does Ashley Graham. And I still think she is fucking stunning, stretch marks and all. And I just flipped that mentality on myself and was like, you know what? I have stretch marks too, and maybe someone out there will think that that's, you know, they won't care, but like I need to stop caring about it. And so I really did like a self-reflection of myself of like, everyone has flaws. I'm going to say that in air quotes because flaws are subjective. Flaws are your own perception of yourself, because a flaw to you might be beautiful to someone else. Everyone has insecurities. Everyone has an insecurity. You listening right now, I'm sure you hear the word insecurity and you're probably thinking to yourself, like, something on your body that you are insecure about. And we all are just human, right? Like, nobody is perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. And I'm just trying to get myself to a place where I'm recognizing that, like, life is not so serious, especially now, given, like, the circumstances. I really feel like it's waking me up to this idea of, like, you only live once, life is short, you have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. Stop caring about the little shit. Stop caring about your stretch marks. Stop caring about whether or not you flub on a word on your YouTube video, or it, you know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense? Like, it's really just sort of a YOLO moment. Not to sound like so super cheesy, but like it is. And just embracing what you have, embracing what you're working with, embracing you. And I'm really trying to practice that with myself. Like, this is who I am. This is what I sound like. This is what I look like. This is what my body looks like. And I either roll with it or I spend the rest of my life miserable, self-critiquing myself, self-doubting myself, constantly striving for perfection, which is never achievable. Like, which is it? Which path do I take there? And for me, the first path of, like, the carefree road feels so much better. And it's not that I'm coming on here and, like, I don't care what people think about me, because the people who say that do care a lot about what people think. Like, I feel like before I'd always be like, I don't care what people think, but I really cared what people thought. And now I'm learning to care about things that are important and not care so much about things that are not as important. Like, I care that people trust me. I care about my integrity. I care about the opinions of people who I'm close to that I know care about me as, ooh, I don't care that I just burped on camera. Like, I'm learning to care about the important things and not so much, like, the little imperfections, the stretch marks, the stumbling over words, the what does my hair look like on camera? Am I shiny? Oh, we had to reset. That means I talked for 30 minutes. I was, like, on a roll. I wasn't even looking at the timestamp on this thing. I said this was going to be short. I don't know. That's kind of, like, one of the things that I am trying to do and striving for. And that was the first thing that I wanted to just chat about, because you guys know I've been on the journey here, certainly. And it just feels better to just sort of loosen up, kick back, not take things so seriously. And I don't know. That's that part of it. The other part of it is, let me take a sip. Oh my gosh, what was I thinking? I just totally lost chain of thought. I was thinking about, oh, I remember. Even with my weight loss journey, taking one day at a time and treating every single day as a clean slate has also been really, really, really helpful for me. Because before, I would always think, like, I mean, even for perfect example, I would have a Truly, or, like, you know, I would treat myself to something, right? Like, I'd be like, oh, I want to just, like, treat myself to French fries, or I want to treat myself to a Truly, or my friends would want to go out to a restaurant, and I would, like, oh, maybe I'll get, like, a nice oven roasted pizza. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I would always beat myself up and just throw out all of my progress. And you guys saw it on here. I mean, shit, like, I would make progress and I would make, like, one day I would cheat, or, you know, I would try and weigh myself every single day. And one day I'd be like 0.3 pounds higher and just think that I was a complete failure and just throw out all my progress over like stupid shit like that. And so I'm trying to now every single day be like, it is a new day. Today is a new day. Moving forward, keep going, get up, do something, you know, like, how do I explain all of this? And this is good actually that I'm doing this now, because I feel like this is all part of my inevitable like big weight loss journey video, loosening up everywhere, loosening up with the stuff I create, loosening up with my self-criticism, and just treating every day as a new day has been so helpful. And also, the other thing I wanted to share is, speaking of this like every day is a new day type of mentality, is crafting new routines of things that I can control. And so for me, that is my morning walk. And so every day I wake up, and I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, even this morning I felt sore and I was like, ugh, you know, like, I don't know if I can do it. It's so hot out. Oh, my batteries are now charged for the podcast recording later. But like even this morning I was like, oh, it's so hot. I don't know. And I just, you know, it's like, wake up, put on your sneakers and just start. Just go outside. And I have found that every single time I have done that, I wind up walking for miles and miles and miles. It is that first moment in the morning of like, what was that? Oh, I think it was what remains of my iced coffee in my Dunkin' Donuts cup over there. It just like shifted. And I think too, like actually now that I think about it, that also plays into this and the podcast and working out and my weight loss. It's always like that first... Oh, that's my... I gotta get that. That is my not sponsored. I busted my iced coffee maker 2 days ago. I have this thing, which I want to do a video, and I didn't want to do it like super soon because I was like, are people going to think that I'm trying, like I look like a, you know, like an infomercial? I want to do a video, which comment below, actually, if you're still listening to this, leave a comment below and you could use the emoji, the coffee emoji, like the little coffee cup. Leave the coffee cup emoji if you are here still listening to me ramble on about nonsense. So I was going to do a video where I talk about, because I've literally been doing like nothing except like hanging out by myself and ordering a couple things like online because I'm saving a ton of money not going out. I was thinking about doing a video of like my favorite quarantine purchases. And one of them, which I have had now for, I definitely was still at Watch What Happens Live because I remember I recommended it to my coworker, but it's been months now, probably a year. It is this thing, which it is the most brilliant invention like ever. This is not sponsored. I literally don't even know the name of the brand. I'll have to look at the box when I get it. It is this like thing. And if you have a coffee maker at home that makes your coffee hot, like an espresso or like a K-cup thing or a French press or like whatever it is, you know how it takes forever to like cool it off, or you have to put it in ice and then all the ice melts and then your coffee tastes watered down. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? So this thing is like a cup inside of a cup inside of a cup that you fill with water. And it's like this thing, it's like a chunk. And you pour the hot coffee into it and it chills it because it's frozen. The whole thing's frozen on the inside. You fill it with water and it chills your iced coffee without watering it down. And I'm like, this is the best $20 I have ever spent. probably in my entire life. I am obsessed with it. And yesterday or 2 days ago, I was making my iced coffee and it had like condensation on the outside of it that was like icy. And so I was holding it and it slipped out of my hand and hit the ground. And because it's like frozen solid, it cracked the plastic. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so upset. You've done me so well for the past year. So I ordered another one. But anyway, if you guys would like to see like a quarantine purchase moment, let me know by leaving a coffee emoji below, because there's a couple things that I'm like really loving a lot. And you guys know I have very much tried to maintain over my course of 10 years on the internet, I have tried to maintain my integrity as not being a sellout and not, you know, plugging products and trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm always, I try and do my best of always recommending things that I genuinely love, that I genuinely have loved using, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like no shade to any influencer who's got to do what they have to do to make some money and pay their bills. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying for me, where's my Dunkin' Donuts sponsorship already? Like, speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, if anyone from Dunkin' Donuts is listening to this, one, can you just give me like a $5 gift card for all the promo I've done over the past year, 10 years? And two, you better never get rid of that snackin', sweet sour snackin' bacon or whatever the hell it is, because that is my shit. If you ever get rid of that, I'm going to Starbucks. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, that was a whole tangent. What was I talking about? I was talking about routines and like finding routines. I know what I was talking about. So the one thing that I've been trying to get over with everything from weight loss to exercise to like every self-doubt, because I'll even tell you guys right now, like even with Legends Only, the podcast, which I love, there's always a moment right before we go to record where I'm doubting something, where I'm like, is this week's layout good? Did I miss anything? Do I want to talk about this? What do I want to, you know, it's like, there's always that moment of like, do I want to go on that walk today? Is it worth it? Do I really want to, you know, what if it's only 15 minutes? Like there's always a self-doubt before doing anything, before I, you know, every morning when I send my email, like when I'm talking to Jimmy and I'm like giving him recommendations for stuff, or like, I'm always like, oh, is that funny? You know, like maybe I'm not funny. Is that funny? That's funny. Just do it. Send it. Like stop, you know, you never know what's gonna happen. Like, so just do it. And that's been the one thing that I'm trying to do in like every aspect of my life, is just getting over that first hump. Like even the other day, I was like, I just felt the urge to draw. And I was like, well, there's no point to this. No one's gonna see it. So why would I do it? And I was like, because I just feel like being creative. So just do it. Like why, this doesn't have to be the next Mona Lisa in the fucking Louvre or whatever it's called. The Louvre, what's that? Is it the Louvre? No. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. I'm not like fine art. It was not, or not fine art. Art history was not my favorite in college. I'll tell you that. Almost failed, actually. It almost kept me from graduating because I hated it so much. But anyway, holy shit, I'm rambling for too long. I love how I was like, this video is going to be really short. So, but I will say, distracting myself is kind of making my headache go away a little bit. What else is I going to talk about today? Oh, I was just going to talk about routines and the mindset that I'm trying to get into of like letting things go that I can't control, doing my best, trying to stay positive, and just, that's it. It's like, do the best that you can for the day that you have, like the day that you have, whatever it is, like try and maintain a sense of peace, inner peace, and yeah, learn to like love and like appreciate yourself a little bit, you know? Like sometimes I feel like a narcissist. I'm like, am I a narcissist? Because I'm trying to like just take care of myself, or trying to just be, trying to look at myself the way that I would, trying to treat myself the way I treat my friends, right? Like with my friends, I'm always finding the positive and trying to uplift them, trying to make people laugh, trying to inspire people. And, you know, that's the other thing I try and do is like, if I see people that are doing cool stuff, I'm like, hell yeah, that looks amazing. And like little compliments and things like that. Like I try and do my best to do that for other people. And so we also all need to do that for ourselves. Like patting yourself on the back is not a bad thing. And every hurdle that you get over, you know, does that make any sense at all? I don't know. Be a friend to yourself. The way that you are a friend to other people is the way that you should be a friend to yourself. And I know that that sounds so cheesy and so corny, but it really has made a difference in my life. And I, for the first time in my life, feel genuinely, and I probably, it feels weird saying this, but like, I feel good about myself. Like I feel attractive and I feel proud of like what I'm like looking in the mirror and I'm like, or I'm looking in the view camera right now and I'm like, that's me, you know, that's what I sound like. That this is what I look like. This is what my hair looks like. This is what my face looks like. This is what my body looks like. That's you. That is you, right? Like it's like that the Paris Hilton video. It's like, and that is Earth. It's hot. But like, you know what I'm saying? Is like, this is who I am. Learning to love myself and that it's not selfish. It's not arrogant. It's not narcissistic. Like we all just have to, I don't know. Do I sound like a fucking, like a live, do I sound like a live, laugh, love poster? Right now, I probably, oh my God, someone's gonna be like, oh. Live, laugh, love, right? But like, really though, the other day, I, how do I wanna say this? I'm trying to be cautious about how I say this. A group of very passionate Britney fans found my Instagram and decided to spam my weight loss post that is on my Instagram, which is, let me see, where is it? Also, do I have any new emails? No, I don't. Love to see that. A bunch of Britney fans found my weight loss selfie. Can you believe there's a shirtless picture on my Instagram? And you know what? There are scars on here. And I'm not perfect in this video. I don't have abs. I don't have, what are they called? The one, biceps, triceps, glutes, trapezoids. What are those other things called? Traps, whatever. But you know what? I think, in my opinion, that I look fucking great in this photo. Scars and all. Look at this gigantic ass scar on my stomach. That gigantic ass scar from when I was a kid. I can't change that. That's what happened to me. It's part of my story. You know, every scar in life, it's like that Miley Cyrus song, In the Scars, but like really, like that's me. And I look at this photo and it's so crazy. And I could get like, I could probably get emotional actually now talking about it. Like I feel like I look great. And I've never said that ever before. You guys know it. You can clock it. I don't think I've ever been like, at least I genuinely have like never really felt like proud of myself. And I posted this photo, I posted another one, and I was like, you know what? I don't fucking care what other people think. I'm proud of my progress that I did and the work that I put in and all of the therapy and talking to my doctors and like self-reflection and all that shit, like, I'm fucking proud of it. And so anyway, the story I was telling was that Britney fans found this and they spammed the comment section with the puke emoji, like the little bleh. And I literally was like looking at it because I woke up and I was like, got all the notifications and it was like puke, 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 puke. And I was just like, okay, I hope you have a bucket to puke in, because if you feel sick, go throw up. I don't give a shit. Like, I genuinely was like, oh, that makes you sick? I hope you got a bag or something to puke in, because here's another one. And I was like, posted another one on my Instagram story because I was like, I feel like I look good. I like how I look, you know? Genuinely, like genuinely, I'm not about to show my tits on YouTube right now. I'm not about to take this shirt off and show you whatever. But, you know, she's being a conservative mommy in this moment. Ooh. But like, yeah. Anyway, why are my lips so dry? I wonder if it's from like the lotion and stuff. Ew. Anyway, the flavor. Anyway, this is way too long. This is me rambling, ranting, raving. But like, even going back to what I said before, before I like sat down, I was like, oh, do I want to do a weekend chat today? Do people care? And then I was like, shut up, let go, let it go. And then I put the light in front of my camera, pulled the camera out, sat it down, plopped my ass on my bed, matched the light to my shirt, and I said, let's go, do it, just do it, right? So that is that, and that is all for this weekend chat. That was kind of where my mind is at, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. And as always, thank you so much for your support and the comments below. Let me know, are you guys liking this weekend chat? Do you like it being a stream of consciousness, kind of personal moment? I think I do want to do the quarantine, like favorite quarantine products, because the reason why it inspired me so, my friend Casey did a Twitter thread on Twitter, and she tweeted and she said, like, send me a purchase, like, reply to this tweet with something that you've bought recently that's under $20, that is your favorite, like, one of your favorite things that you would recommend to someone else. And all these people responded, and then someone actually did a blog post where they took everyone's replies and they did this, like, huge thing. And I was looking through it and I was like, ooh. And so then I replied to her tweet and I sent her the USB candle lighter that I have. And I was like going through the whole thing and I was like, oh my God, like this is all like little gadgets. So there's like two other things that I bought with my replacement iced coffee thing that are from that list that I'm excited about. And so I don't know, I love stuff like that. Like there's nothing better than someone recommending something little that you can get that you just like love. So maybe I'll talk about that next week. I'm rambling. This wound up being way longer than I thought. Oh, also I need to edit the Patreon episode for Legends Only, and I have to record new VO. So I have to do that too. I just remembered, for part 3 of our Patreon exclusive Q&A. So I'm going to sign off now, but thank you guys for watching, and let me know what you think in the comments. I do look at all of them, and thank you again for all the support, and who knows, we'll see what happens on Monday. Maybe there'll be a video where it's titled, I'm nominated for an Emmy, let's manifest it, let's put it into the universe, let's see it happen, we can manifest, like, an Emmy nomination reaction video. I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to be positive and manifest things. And like, cause you know, the world is going to shit, kind of. So there is no time to be doubting yourself. There is no time to be thinking negatively of yourself. There is no time to be waiting to do that thing that you've always wanted to try or you've always wanted to do. If there's something you want to learn, go on YouTube, look up a tutorial, do it. do it. There's like, I want to learn how to play the piano. I want to learn how to do Logic Pro. I want to learn how to mix beats. I want to, you know what? I may never be a fucking DJ and become the next Kygo, but you know what? I'll take a tutorial and try. You know what? That is like what we're, that's what I'm going into this next week. And I've been trying to go into every single week doing is like, there is no time to be thinking so negatively of yourself. Like, stop doing it. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah. It's like, I think of that quote from Selling Sunset where she's like, Christine is like, just please give me one more chance to not be such a fucking bitch. And that is me thinking about myself. Another day, we're not going to be a fucking bitch to ourselves, okay? So take that if you want it. Run with it. And I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Wear your mask. If you don't have a mask, stay away from people. Avoid crowds. Avoid going indoors, please. And I will see you guys next weekend, maybe sooner. Oh, I just whacked my mic. Fingers crossed. And have a great day, and I will see you soon. Bye. I really like this new setup too, by the way. I swear this is the last thing I'm gonna talk about, but like, I don't know why I ever was like not into this. I'm kind of into it. Like, I'm literally just sitting on my bed in sweat shorts with a colored light lighting up my bare ass apartment. I have no art. I have no anything because I'm cheap. And I also don't want to like ruin the walls. I also did not finish my end card. I didn't finish animating it yet. So I'm going to do that now. So right now, subscribe over here or over here, wherever I decide to put it. And there's other videos that are going to pop up. And if you want to watch last week's video, you can click somewhere on here, right? Next week, I got to put a note in. I got to finish my new end card. See ya.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.